This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. All you need of a realtor? Well, one may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing Jacques Chester with Coldwell Banker Realty off Port St. Lucie. Jacques, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing quite well. Just another beautiful day in St. Lucie County.
I understand you're the broker there, huh?
Yes, I am the broker of Coldwell Banker Realty. I'm very proud to be the head of 117 real estate professionals in our county.
Yeah, we're all excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us.
So Coldwell Banker Realty, we've been established here in St. Lucie County for over 20 years. We specialize in selling, buying and selling, or helping consumers sell their real estate properties. We have a phenomenal group and team of agents who have their best interests in heart. They are a part of our local communities, and I couldn't be more proud to call them some of the best people in real estate.
So how did you get into this business?
So real estate, my initial background after coming out of college, I went into the marketing and advertising industry where I launched a number of products onto the market. But throughout this transition in life, me personally, I find myself being the father of two beautiful girls at that time at the ages of 1 and 3. And within the marketing advertising industry, the mother of my children, she said, hey, listen, you're traveling a lot and we're making a lot of money, but the kids, you know they're going to grow fast. I think it's time to reconsider an industry and kind of see what you can do to find yourself more time, more freedom to be home to watch your children grow up. And at that point, I began to venture out to see what other industries were out there that kind of have the same skill sets. And I stumbled across real estate. And one thing led to the other, and I find myself as the head of my own real estate brokerage now.
Wow, that's awesome. What are some of the myths and misconceptions of the realty industry?
Wow, if you've been looking at the news lately, some of the major news networks, and again, with this major news outlet with the National Association of Realtors, one of the headlines mentioned that real estate professionals conspire to keep commissions high, and we are somewhat responsible for the high price points. Unfortunately, I think the buyers and sellers will eventually, work things out amongst themselves. But right now, as of today, the news hasn't been favorable for many of us real estate professionals.
Okay, but so what do y'all do to earn that large commission? you open that door, you know?
you are absolutely right. And thank you for asking me that question, because I do believe that real estate professionals do bring an astronomical amount of value to the table. Buying and selling real estate is not an easy thing to do. And many of us, we do it only a few times in our lifetime. So, there are some outliners and some great stories out there where a seller sold a home by themselves and kept all of their commissions, and they were happy. And we understand that stories like that exist, but we have to understand that that's a perfect swing at the bat that one time. For example, if I take myself, I've probably only bought and sold my personal home 3 times in my lifetime. And trust me, this very last time where I recently closed on my home, I truly was looking for the help of a real estate professional because I did not want to handle the stress and the aggravation that comes with the purchase of a property. So when it comes to our real estate agents, one thing that we do and one thing that we specialize in at Coldwell Banker is marketing your home. We do a very good job in creating a phenomenal marketing package for each property that we sell. We pride ourselves on selling the homes at its highest and best value. And when you're using a Coldwell Banker agent, typically you will sell your home higher than you would sell by using any other agent.
So, Jack, when you're not busy running your business, what do you like to do?
Man, I'm a traveler. And it all started because I'm a native here in St. Lucie County. And being born and raised here in the early 80s, growing up here in St. Lucie County, there wasn't much to do or many things to get into. So once I found myself at age 18 and a little bit after graduating college, I began to travel around the world seeking some of the best beaches and some of the best places to go with the intentions of calling that place home. But after going around the world and back, I can tell you that I have not found a better place than St. Lucie County. So traveling is the one thing, and really enjoying myself on the beautiful beaches here in St. Lucie County is the next.
What's your top destination outside of Florida?
Man, that's a tough one. You know, one of my most memorable is, of course, being out in the Maldives. I think anytime you travel that far to experience that type of journey, it's just absolutely amazing. But realistically, a quick weekend getaway, Aruba or St. Thomas would do just fine for me.
Aruba sounds good.
St. Thomas, too. Phenomenal.
Both sounds really good.
Again, places with beautiful beaches.
Let's change gears a little bit. Life often throws us curveballs. Let's talk about one hardship, one struggle, something that you can look back and say you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
You know, that's a great question. I think every time we go through life, we go through different chapters. Whether it's coming out of high school, college, or whatever, whenever we're finding ourselves striving to reach the next chapter in life, we come across these hardships. My gosh, coming out of middle school, coming out of high school, I can think of a number of different things, even in college where we stumble. I think one of my biggest challenges that I faced in life was losing my father to cancer. Not only losing my father to cancer, but also having a mother who was diagnosed with cancer as well. So I had two parents, both had cancer. And that first journey, you know, and as a boy losing his father to cancer, it's very tough because you spend the rest of your life really not having that person to count on, that person to talk to seek advice from. And as you know, being a man in this world, having that guidance is extremely important. But throughout that journey, I was able to find the strength. And not only that, tap into myself where I knew that void was there and find myself opening up to be able to talk to other people about it who can help fill that void. So you have to, I would say, find some humility. Not be too proud to ask and pretty much trust the people that are around you when it comes to any challenge that we're coming across in life.
Yeah, it's tough. I lost my father to cancer too, so it's tough. I can relate to it, but you got to turn lemons into lemonade, huh?
Yes, life is not going to stop. You know, that part of life, it's very painful. But the one thing you and I know is when we looked around, life kept pushing forward. So we had to get up and do the best that we needed to do for not only ourselves, but for the people that depend on us.
Okay, Jack, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit there. Okay, this may make you a little uncomfortable. I know you have a lot to say about Coldwell Banker Realty, but I want you to narrow it down to one thing that our listeners should remember about Coldwell Banker Realty in Port St. Lucie.
When working with a real estate professional at Coldwell Banker, you will be working with the epitome of, again, I have the utmost respect for every brokerage and every brand that's out there. And I recognize the value that each brokerage and brand brings to our industry as a whole. I believe that every brokerage has a different system and model. And you know, to be perfectly honest, everyone thinks their motto is the absolute best. The thing I love and pride myself the most about Coldwell Banker, and I go around and say this all the time, I work with the best people in real estate. And when I say that, many of my competitors, you know, quickly try to call me out and say, hey, what do you mean the best? And when I tell them, well, we're talking about the epitome of what it is to be a good person. That's who I work with. Those people that serve day in and day out inside of our community that work in my office are great people. And working with the Coldwell Banker agent, I truly believe you will be working with some of the best people in our real estate industry.
Okay. Jack, how can our listeners learn more about Coldwell Banker Realty in Port St. Lucie?
Our office, we're located right off of Gatlin, exit 98 and I-95. Our address is 1973 Southwest Savage Boulevard, and that's Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. We're downstairs. A lot of people are familiar with us. There's a dentist's office and a music tutor upstairs. So every time, and we're designated right next to the little NASA spaceship that's out there. So those are a few landmarks that a lot of people are very familiar with, especially if you grew up here in Port St. Lucie, especially with the NASA spaceship is quite random right off of Gatlin. But they are able to stop into our office. We are there servicing our community 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If you can't reach us in the office, just give us a call.
Is there a number you like to share?
Yes, absolutely. That number is 772. Let's say I called the office directly. I would say 772. You got me on the spot there. I cannot recall my number right off the top of my mind. Sorry about that.
We'll put it in the bottom of this recording there. But listen, Jack, I really appreciate having you on the show. I wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Fantastic. I really appreciate your time and thank you for allowing me to share the platform to talk about not only myself, but the great agents here at Coldwell Banker Realty.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.